A cold front that brought showers and plenty of clouds to our area during the morning hours will continue to slide toward and then off the eastern seaboard today. Strong high pressure building in from the Great Lakes will clear the skies out, and we'll have more in the way of sunshine as we get deeper into the afternoon. We'll also have an increasing northwesterly breeze, which will bring the humidity levels down considerably throughout the remainder of the day, as temperatures reach into the upper 70s to near 80 degrees on average. We'll have cooler readings closer to the Canadian border and across the higher terrain. With that high pressure overhead tonight, skies will be clear and it'll be quite chilly for this time of year. By tomorrow morning, most locations will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s, though some spots may even dip into the upper 30s and lower 40s, especially in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. So a clear, crisp start tomorrow will lead to plenty of sunshine and a nice rebound during the day, with highs reaching the upper 70s. Clouds will gradually increase during the latter portion of the afternoon and especially in the evening, in advance of two disturbances approaching from the south and west. The first, in the Ohio Valley, is what was Tropical Storm Bill. Its remnants will produce a lot of rain off to our south, but the humidity and moisture in the air will be felt in our region Saturday night and Sunday. It'll even contribute to a round of showers that'll be around on Sunday, which primarily will be caused by the disturbance swinging through the Great Lakes. So clouds with showers and possibly a thunderstorm for Father's Day, and highs in the lower 80s before we dry it out on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s again. An active weather pattern will continue next week with chances for showers and thunderstorms through the midweek period and highs around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe storms from southeastern Montana into central South Dakota. Significant convection will organize later in the afternoon across favorable upslope regions of central Montana off the higher mountains. This activity should advect eastward toward the plains, where moisture and instability will support upward development and intensification. Initial activity will be supercellular in nature, and very large hail could accompany storms as they spread toward the northern Black Hills. With time, a maturing complex of storms could emerge over western South Dakota, upon which organized damaging winds could ultimately evolve. In addition to hail and wind, early supercell activity could produce a few tornadoes. And the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Tropical Depression Bill, which is located about 65 miles east of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Heavy rain continues with this system, and flash flood watches and warnings remain in effect for the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Blythe, El Centro Naval Air Station, and Thermal, all in California, to a low of 34 degrees at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. In Boston, a shower or storm, then partly sunny, near 80, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs near 70 degrees. The average high temperature at Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 58. The record high, 94, set in 1995, and the record low, 38, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and seasonably mild this afternoon, with highs in the middle 70s. Clear and quite chilly tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, breezy, and pleasantly mild this afternoon with highs right around 80. Clear and chilly tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and breezy this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Clear and chilly tonight with lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies, breezy and pleasantly mild this afternoon with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clear and chilly tonight, middle to upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine, breezy and pleasant this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Clear and chilly tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some late-day clouds, upper 70s. Clouds with showers likely on Sunday, possibly a thunderstorm. More humid with highs in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Monday. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with highs all 3 days near 80 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.